Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to round two of Motorsport Monday. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Frenchie joins me. We'll keep this short. Just a little, probably Monday afternoon when this comes out because life got in the way this weekend. This week, we're going to touch real brief on some Formula E news before they go. They just wrapped up. Where was the race this weekend? I still haven't watched it.
Doubleheader in Berlin at the Tempelhof Airport Circuit.
Yes, I'll be watching that tonight. And after that is what's next?
I think we have a few weeks off.
Yeah.
But the next round, that's a good question. Let me find out for you.
I'm looking it up as well. You can see we're doing this in real time with zero notes because it's just been that kind of
We're going day. To Jakarta for the first time in Indonesia June 4th. So we've got a few weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks off. All right. So I'm not going to spoil the race results from this weekend, even though I know a little bit of them since I haven't watched it yet. Maybe next week we'll kind of talk about like what we saw in Formula E race. But there's a little bit of news to get to, including our friends at Andretti. So I don't know which one you want to start with. I'll let you pick.
We can start with Andretti.
All right.
So their Andretti Autosport, I guess the Avalanche Andretti Formula E team.
I feel like it's like the Colorado Avalanche partnered with Andretti.
No, it's some cryptocurrency,
of course.
I think, like service. I guess I need to look more into that. I think that's what it is. But I'm
pretty sure you're right.
I'm so vague on like the whole cryptocurrency industry still.
I don't care enough about it.
But so they were partnered with BMW from 2018 through last year, actually. And this year, they're still running BMW powertrains. But next year, when we go to the Gen 3 cars, they are going to partner with Porsche and start running Porsche powertrains. And
I
so
like that.
It's kind of a cool tie-up. I think they've had a relationship. I mean, Andretti and Porsche kind of goes back to when... I don't know. I know Mario ran and Michael ran Le Mans with Porsche at some point.
Yeah.
And I know John Andretti won Daytona.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.
Porsche.
Okay. So we've got some history.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting because the Porsche powertrain has been pretty successful. And, I mean, in terms of at least Jake Dennis, Oliver Askew, I think, is still getting his feet under him in the series, has been really competitive. So I think with a solid powertrain under him, he'll be competitive.
I dig it. I like it. And maybe I'll root for them next year. But our other bit of, I guess, kind of bigger Formula E news is the acquisition of one team by another team, and I'll let Frenchie explain.
Yes, so for some reason, and we've seen this, I guess, in terms of Audi as well, and BMW, German manufacturers who are actually pushing towards electric vehicles are just kind of leaving Formula E, which is not really a good sign. I don't know where they're going to head with their electric technology, maybe to WEC or something like that. But we are seeing Mercedes leave the series next year. And so the Mercedes EQ Formula E team is going to close its doors, but not really, because the team's assets are going to be purchased by McLaren. And the head of the team, Ian James, is going to stay on and lead that effort. So they'll have all those assets to move forward with, and I think that'll give McLaren a jump start, because Mercedes has been really good, and they're the powertrain to have this season.
And I think I saw that change would likely bring at least one driver change on the team. I think Rene Rast was rumored to be heading into the team, so we'll keep an eye on that. I like this Formula E silly season because it's May and their season ends in like 6 months, so it's like the longest racing silly season. I mean, not really, there's already stuff going on for IndyCar, but it's pretty damn close, so we'll keep an eye out on that. Is there anything else Formula E? We'll talk about the Gen 3 car release at some point. That deserves its own 10-minute episode, but it's a radical redesign, to say the least. I think it's kind of cool, but is there any other quick Formula E news we can squeeze in here?
Yeah, I guess the other one that we heard maybe a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, is that Stoffel Vandoorne, who's one of the current Mercedes Formula E drivers, and who actually has a connection with McLaren, surprisingly enough, is going to the Penske Dragon team next season. Oof. And actually, they're going to partner with DS, who are with DS Techeeta right now. So I think hopefully we'll see an improvement in form from the Dragon Penske team. But yeah, they've been kind of languishing in the back for many years now.
They're the polar opposite of Penske perfect. They're like Penske imperfect. That was really lame. We're going to end this there. Hope everybody enjoyed round two of Motorsport Monday. We'll be back hopefully next week with another one of these, depending on how IndyCar and qualifying all works out this weekend. Everybody have a lovely week of racing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.